This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Tuesday, July 26th. Wall Street banks are looking to profit from the growing popularity of exchange-traded funds. A recent report from PwC estimated that ETF assets in the U.S. will grow at a 23% annual rate over the next 5 years.
Wall Street's not dumb. They want to get in on the action.
Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchunas says Wall Street firms are increasingly launching ETFs.
If you look at the assets held by banks such as JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, in terms of ETFs that they've homegrown and issued themselves, it's gone to $37 billion, up from $13 billion just 5 years ago. And they're also going legit more, if you will, because they're not just offering ETNs, which are exchange-traded notes, which are used most by institutions, but they're offering ETFs now, legit 40 Act registered funds. They're trying to get into smart beta, and it's working.
Balchunas says Deutsche Bank's $16 billion in ETF assets leads its banking peers. Three of its ETFs have more than $1 billion. Barclays ranks number two with over $7 billion in assets. Balchunas says Wall Street banks are now making money in two ways in the ETF industry.
Traditionally, they had been the market makers, so their profits were from bid-ask spreads or making markets in the ETF, providing the oil that make the whole system work. And that is actually, at this time, more profitable because ETFs trade so much. They trade $20 trillion worth of shares. That gives you about $10 billion in revenue off of that bid-ask spread, whereas the issuers with $2 trillion in assets only make about $6 billion in revenue. So they've gone to the more profitable to less profitable, and the reason for that is the calculations they're making about ETFs and the retail market are very optimistic.
Balchunas says it'll be interesting to see whether the Wall Street banks will succeed in the ETF industry.
Unlike other areas, like mutual funds, for example, ETFs don't come with loads or distribution fees where they pay somebody to sell them. They are picked by customers, so it's more of a meritocracy. You can't just put out products. Customers have to buy them. And so even though they've had this good start, they're still less than 2% of the total pie. And I don't think Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock are going to make room for them anytime soon.
And that's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.